Hi, I wanted to share a tip today. This is good as a depression hack or low mood hack, or just if you are struggling from a mental health aspect to get up in the morning because you're overwhelmed by anxiety. This is more in the wellness realm. I just wanted to share something that I have been doing over the past year that has been very helpful to me. On a practical level. So if you've heard of intermittent fasting, I'm not a doctor. Let me just do that disclaimer. This is just something I have tried. So the way that I have slightly incorporated that type of fasting is because of many years of mental health issues, my stomach has been affected, so I have dealt with a lot of stomach issues, and I have shared a bit of that on this podcast. But I have started to not, like a year ago, I started to have my last meal be before 5 p.m. So after 5 p.m., I do not eat anymore. So that is the way that I do it. There's a lot of different ways out there of doing fast, intermittent fasting. So you can do that. I won't go into all the ways, but there's different ways you could do it. That's just one way that I incorporated it. I have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I have two smaller meals during the day. But after 5 p.m., no more. Then, I am the type of person who loves to eat breakfast right away. Maybe you're not a breakfast person, but this really has helped me because I am a breakfast person. So create a healthy breakfast, one that you really enjoy, that you can look forward to. So for me, it starts with the night before, not eating after 5, because then that creates it creates hunger. I start getting hungry around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and that's my signal. Like, okay, I need to move from the living room to bed to wind down, because if I'm close to the kitchen, that's going to be tempting to me. So then I'll go to bed at a decent time, and then in the morning, whereas I used to really struggle feeling overwhelmed with the day, or at times just not having the energy or the mood to get out of bed, I am focused on, I need to eat breakfast. And it took me about a month to develop this breakfast routine, and then also it took me even longer to grow to love this breakfast routine, because it takes 21 days for our brains, or a minimum of 21 days, to establish a habit, or a lifestyle change. So I start with a glass of warm lemon water. That took a lot of, self-discipline to get into, but it really helps settle my stomach. So that's the first thing I do. And then, after that, I start, boiling for old-fashioned oats, plain, just a little bit of salt. And while that's cooking, I start the coffee, and then I do scrambled eggs, and I have a quarter of pumpkin chai muffin. So that's what I do every morning for the past year. I really look forward to that breakfast, and like I got it down time-wise what order I need to do things. And so it really has changed mornings for me to develop. Now, I'm not saying that's what you have to eat. I'm just saying I wanted to share something that's been a hack for me. So hopefully you can find your own way, especially if you are a breakfast person or a person who loves food. Maybe it'll take a little self-discipline to learn to eat breakfast, because that'll be a good motivator to get up in the morning. But once you have that routine, that is also helps ease the stress a bit. So I hope that works for you. That's all for now. Bye-bye.